Hello, this is Nick Treadwell. This is my audio blog. It's the 23rd of January, 2011. It's Sunday, it's 21:37, and I'm just looking at some stuff on the internet. One of the websites that I normally go to every day is Project Camelot, which is a website that deals with insider alternative community information from like researchers in doing research into anything from UFOs, black budget, secret alien communications, abductions, cattle mutilations, you name it, the weird and wonderful, and this site brings it all together. So this is one of the websites I like to come to. There's a really big thread going on and a big hoo-ha going on the website at the minute, on the one side of the website anyway. Project Avalon, which is run by one of the founders of Project Camelot, about an interview that he did with a guy who's basically a middleman dealing with problems, basically bumping people off for the powers that be. There was an interview done just after Christmas with this guy, published on YouTube, and ever since, this forum that is run by Bill Ryan, who did the interview, has been alive with stuff. And just recently, in the last couple of days or so, the guy who he interviewed has come out of the woodwork a little bit, and he's now posting on the forum and answering questions and stuff like that, so it's quite interesting. But anyway, I digress. Today, it's not been a bad weekend, really, as weekends go. Yesterday, we took Max to a indoor play centre in Wombourne, Kids Play Centre, or I forgot what it was now, something like that. But it's one of these indoor ones. A bit more expensive than the rest, but it was good. We also went with a friend of ours and his 3-year-old, who's like best mates with Max. They get on really well. There was cannons, softball firing cannons. There was trampolines. There was slides, and there was games and video games and just all sorts of stuff, really, you know, that the toddlers can crawl about on and do stuff. So that was quite good. We spent about 3 hours there. I was absolutely knackered afterwards, and so was Max. So we managed to get him home, and he had a nice sleep. And then in the evening, we watched Catfish, the film about Facebook and a relationship which builds around communications over Facebook and stuff like that. Quite good. I wouldn't say it's brilliant, but it's definitely a film of our time, really, I suppose, in so much that it's, I think, what it describes and what the guy goes through in the documentary, I can imagine quite a lot of people have actually been through. It's worth a look if you're interested in relationships over the internet and stuff like that. It's worth having a look at. Quite interesting. This morning we met up with again my mate Rob and his son and wife, and I went for a run with them in a local park, Hayden Hill, and we went a couple of circuits around there. First time I actually run with anyone else. It's quite good. Did about 3.5 miles, something like that. Quite an uphill. There's a downhill bit, then of course, obviously, if you go downhill, you've got to go back up again. So quite a steep one, but quite taxing on the old calves and ankles and stuff like that. But it was a good workout. Enjoyed it. Then we got back home, and then Ira got the shears out and shaved me and Max's hair. So now, he watched me have my hair done, and then I think he wasn't so afraid of having it done himself. So we put the TV on, and he very, very willingly sat there and had his hair clipped done. Not too short because it's still winter time and stuff, but he's a lot tidier now. And I'm as well. Don't look like a Yeti. And this afternoon he went to sleep and he was cooked a very nice meal. And then after that, again, Rob came round with his wife and their son for an hour or so, just for a bit of a kick around, so they could see each other. And that's been it, really. It's been a nice, pretty nice weekend, really, of doing stuff. Not too boring, this one, so thankful for that. The rest of the night is going to be me, basically, looking at this forum, trying to get some more information, going around in circles. Why do I do it for? I don't know. I had an interesting dream last night, actually. I woke up in the middle of the night from it with only the memory that... I only remember the last bit that I actually dreamt. I didn't remember. I don't remember anything before that. But basically, I was in this real hard torrential downpour, if you like, sheet rain coming down and down and down. I was just walking the streets for some reason. And I turned a corner, and this big cloud came towards me, this big massive cloud of, I don't know what it was, it seemed to be a cloud of like heat or, you know, from some explosion or something like that, maybe a bomb, I don't know. And I could see that it was just incinerating people when it hit people. And I woke up at the point where basically it got to me and I was basically being engulfed by it. Just one of the happy go lucky dreams that Mr. Treadwell has. I've had quite a few of these dreams where I end up basically biting the dust over the years. I mean, they're not regular or anything, but I have had a few of those. I think probably a lot of people have these dreams, probably arise from fears of, you know, things that you see in your life and stuff like that. But it's just interesting that, you know, they pop up every now and again, and for what reason, really. But yeah, so I just wanted to mention that, and that's it, really. Hopefully I'll have some better dreams tonight. That's about it for now. I'm gonna go back to the website. Cheers, I'll speak to you later.